Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the heart of ancient Rome, General Alex Jones of InfoWars stood at the forefront of a defining battle. The odds being heavily stacked against him, the atmosphere was thick with tension. But in the heat of the clash, as hope seemed to fade, the heavens themselves offered a sign. With InfoWars.com/show, thou shalt conquer. Share the link today. Here comes more backstop.
Did it both the judge and the prosecutors. The top Democrat in the Senate wants Hamas wiped out.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Hamas must be stopped once and for all.
The United States Senate will do everything possible to help Israel eliminate the threat that Hamas presents.
Speaking from the Senate floor Monday, Schumer underscored his efforts to advance legislation for the provision of vital military and humanitarian aid to Israel amidst the ongoing conflict with the Palestinian militant group. Schumer stressed that prioritizing support for Israel must be the foremost concern for Congress. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work! I know, it's mind-blowing! Towels that actually dry you! The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Cowboys fending off the Chargers 2017 on Monday.
Who have decided that they are the scum of the earth. Who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
If you don't watch it, you're going to end up like Jason Adderley's boy. Deal me out this hand, Jason. I'm about to bust. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the bathroom. Oh, good Lord!
Scanning. Control. Manipulate scientific data. Take over. Blast control. World government. Shut down infrastructure. Ship everything to China. Look at this person.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And we're live. On this Tuesday, October 17th, 2023, Global Transmission. As you go breakthroughs and understanding what's going on, I'm really almost at a loss for words how important things are. We'll be right back to everybody you know and people you don't know. Tune in, that's how we break
the blockade of the enemy censorship.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
The most banned network in the world.
We are live broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, October 17th, 2023. And I was already intending to come in here today and make a very important point, an observation I made around the country and around the world. And I noticed when I looked through the hundreds of news articles that they print out and stack before me to go through, that it's a theme that organically is also in a lot of other people's focus right now, because there's a lot of clarity. Trump is surging, not just here in the United States, but all over the world to messianic levels. Because people hate the system. They see the system persecuting Trump. And their attempts to gag him and lie about him and demonize him, every time they do it, he only goes up more points. He's over 70% of the field now in the upcoming Republican primaries against 10 other candidates. 70%. It was 60% a month ago. He's 20 to 30 points ahead of Biden, even in their mainline skewed polls where they oversample Democrats 10 to 15, 20 points, depending on their methodology. And I see it on the street. I see it at grocery stores. I see it when I travel around the country. I was on a secret mission last week that has been postponed a few weeks until it is released. I'll just leave it at that. It's going to be even bigger than it was going to be. But I've been all over the country. And I've been to Mexico recently, and I've been all over. And I talk to people all over the world, and you see the numbers here. And you see whenever Letitia James, the Soros DA, or any of these creatures who've been trying to gag Trump do their little press conferences and their announcements about how he's guilty and how he's a criminal. On Twitter, on Instagram, I spent a lot of time reading the comments. I read the other night, it had about a million views. It's like 900-something thousand. It's only been out a few hours. And it was Letitia James, the New York AG, and I got mesmerized, and my wife was getting mad at me because she wanted me to watch a movie with me because my daughter had gone to bed. And I just said, I got to keep reading. Sorry. So I read probably 30, 45 minutes or longer. It's almost embarrassing. I read that long in just a comment string and didn't find one comment for Letitia James. And the comments were, you globalists are criminals, you're a crime syndicate, George Soros put you in, you should go to prison, you should be ashamed of yourself. And they were just so informed. Some of the comments were like a page long, and I was just speed reading it. I could speed read. Just, I'm like, well, where are the attacks? And I saw this phenomenon 2 years ago when I was on Joe Rogan, and they attacked the show on the National News and said, Jones lied and said that Bill Gates said on the national NBC show that 80% of people in the first rollout trial of the Pfizer shots, they did live trials when it officially rolled out, had serious adverse reactions. And Jones also lied and said that AP and Reuters reported majority of global polio caused by UN polio program run by Bill Gates. And so I just put a video together of Bill Gates from the NBC News, and then those articles, just right there, Joe put it out on his Instagram. Last time I checked, it had like 15 million views, and that was years ago. And I read for hours, and there was no one supporting Bill Gates. I mean, I read probably 500 comments. There was like 50,000 comments the first day, 100 and something the next. You couldn't even look at it all. I was just scanning. No one. So these globalists are not popular, and I do a lot of the grocery shopping. And I like to do it because I get the things I want that people tend to forget to get. And I know what everybody else wants. And when I go to the grocery store, my daughter always points out there's just like giant bags of food, so a few bags, my wife goes. And so I was in the grocery store about an hour Saturday. And when Trump first got elected, I'd go to that grocery store. And I'd probably shake, when it was busy, it was really busy, H-E-B. I'd probably shake 20 hands. But I would have two people say you're a Russian agent or things along those lines to get in my face. Usually about two. And now it's been a year, and I've only been confronted three times by leftists. Period. Now, when I was in the grocery store for an hour Saturday, I probably shook every other person's hand that I walked by. That's why it took so long. I could have done it in like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. But old, young, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, trendies, you name it. Oh, you're so right. The globalists are poisoning us. Oh, I apologize. I didn't used to believe you. And I was just, okay, great, thank you. And taking pictures. I probably took pictures with, let's not exaggerate, 40 people. And by the way, whenever I talk about this, media matters, the left panic and say, Jones is lying, he's not popular. I think I'm going to go to the grocery store with a hidden camera. Like, I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to go with a hidden camera down to 6th Street soon, and I'll just show you all the young college kids what happens. I will be mobbed. I mean, quite frankly, I'll have women try to tear my clothes off. And I don't say that to act cool. I'm going to do that. I mean, you've seen us out in the armored vehicle a few weeks ago. Went on that thing 5 years ago and got flipped off by every, you know, 10th person. Got a lot of yay Alex Joneses too, but we got a lot of hey. Drove around for an hour and a half, put out almost all the video. One person said F you. One person. Everybody else was like, yay, Alex Jones, did death of the New World Order, yeah, get Fauci, get Gates. So when I get up here, I'm not again bragging to people. I'm not tooting my horn. I want you to know that you're not a public figure, which is a big positive. A lot of negatives being a public figure. You have your anonymity, at least with the general public, not with Big Brother. So you feel alone because you're not interfacing with people, and most folks aren't telling you their politics. But I'm here to tell you the globalists have screwed the pooch. And it has definitely happened even more so with Trump. I can't tell you how many leftist neighbors that are in my neighborhood now that when I'm out with my daughter riding bikes or out playing soccer. Our yard's not that big, so there's a little field close by, a little park. Nothing but love. Nothing but apologies, nothing but you're right. And so that's what I want the system to know. And you can see it everywhere. I mean, Trump's 20 points or more ahead of Biden. That's never happened in a modern election, where the Republican frontrunner is 20 points ahead of the Democrats. Usually they got a huge lead. It's 6 points. And the real number's a lot higher. Because, again, they oversampled, depending on the methodology, 10, 15, or 20 points in those. So I'm going to play a lot of Trump clips here in a moment. Big, obviously, Middle East news, World War III news, big economy news, massive euthanasia news. I want to focus on open border news, how in Europe and the U.S. they are paying massive dividends, the illegal aliens, the invaders to come here. Chicago's giving $9,000 a month to, quote, migrant families. Oh, my goodness. And paid a local shelter just last month $7.2 million. $7.2 million. In one shelter. So the business of catering to these people is also a big deal. And again, it's the globalists locking down the third world, organizing the refugee centers, promising them all these free goodies that gets them here. That's what's causing the massive surge with what the Democrat Party hopes are they're going to be their new voters and a permanent underclass.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Smart culturally. He knows he's got a lot of smarts I don't have, but man, when it comes to medical stuff, he just doesn't know. But I'm not being an apologist. It's just a fact that I've just basically observed. So we're going to get to some of these clips here in just a minute, but man, it's just an incredible time to be alive. And these are the type of tweets and Instagram posts I see when I'm told in the street. We are screwed, says on Twitter. I live in New York City. Just about every person I meet or interact with is a Trump supporter. The only place I find people that hate Trump is on social media. Social media isn't a real place. I have my doubts about the national feeling towards Trump. I think he's overwhelmingly loved. Yeah, but we're gaslit by the national media, who has waning power. They're a shadow of a shadow. But still, people are isolated, so we don't realize that. I mean, I would have to say 70% of the public now knows Trump is being persecuted for us and that he's a good person, that we're all being screwed. At least 70%. And that is just a gigantic majority. And the deep state is in a total panic mode. So there's always not the silver lining, but the poison lining. These are big clouds of freedom, the storm. But the poison lining is that the establishment, the Harvard royalty, the blue blood twits, who believe they have a right to rule us, and they really have it out for us in every way, they believe they own us, and they are not going to give up. And they're turning the whole world against America. They're running the country in the ground at exceedingly dangerous speed. And it's insane. We'll be laying all that out today. We have several big guests as well. So I want to get to some of these Trump clips here in a moment, but we really need to be focusing on what is the deep state going to do? Well, they're going to stage massive false flags and blame it on Trump supporters. That's why they've already preconditioned that, oh, it's imminent. Trump supporters are going to take out the power grid with a cyber attack working with the Russians. Totally made up. No evidence. But that's who they're going to blame, both their main enemies. The American people in Russia. And then they're going to stage a bunch of other big events, mass shootings, bombings, you name it. I predicted 5 weeks ago massive attacks on Jews around the world, particularly Israel. You saw that happen. Because I could see the pre-programming here. They knew full well Hamas was getting ready to hit. And so that message was put out that, you know, get behind the globalist agenda because attacks on Israel are going to happen. I mean, they show their hand. And I don't mean the Jews or the Israelis. I'm saying the globalists in general show their hand when they do this. But notice what's happening. First, it was a rainstorm, so the Israelis didn't get in and really step into a trap into Gaza. But now, for some reason, they're still holding back. And that's for a lot of different reasons, but Netanyahu thought when they allowed that attack to happen on Israel, which is confirmed, we got huge evidence coming up, videos, you name it, and the majority of Israelis in major newspapers agree with that. So we want to claim the anti-Semitism, you know, thing of I'm criticizing. I criticize our government, a clear standout on 9/11. I don't blame the American people. I blame the criminals that were in there. And then it doesn't mean I support expanding cancerous Islam. I don't hate Muslims individually, but their countries are not tolerant. They take over, they make you convert, or they basically kill you. And they are having five, six babies on average, and they're everywhere saying they're going to conquer us. So I don't want Israel running America. I don't want the Muslims running America. I don't want China running America. I don't like any of this crap. And it's real simple. I like how we run America. And I think anybody who really thinks hard on that, whether you're Muslim or a Christian or a Jew or a Catholic or an agnostic or a Hindu or a Buddhist
that, come on, no. We should be very territorial about our country, or we don't have a country, and we've not been territorial, so we're losing all our basic freedoms and our sovereignty and being run in the ground. Let me do a program note here, just because I want to make this point. I love working with Stephen Crowder, his great crew, and I was in the car last night, left about 8 o'clock, to drive up there and host his show for him today. He wanted me to host it for him while he was in court, family court stuff. And I felt really bad, and I said, you know, I don't have a fever, but Rob Dew was riding with me, and I said, he was driving, and I usually like to work in the car and do stuff, and I just said, I laid down, I felt nauseous, and I said, you better turn this thing around, and then we had to pull over the side of the road, and I just threw up everything in my stomach, and I don't think it's a bug, because I don't really get food poisoning, but I left the lasagna out Sunday night. Told my wife I'd clean up. She never even asked me to, but I like to do it. So she can put my daughter to bed. And I left it out, and I figured, I don't leave out a lot of stuff, but I figured the next morning, oh, that's still good. And I threw it in the refrigerator and took more pieces of it and ate it at 2 o'clock yesterday when I got off here. And that's what it was. And so I am fully cleansed, both ends here. But I really thought I might have a bug, so I didn't go to Crowder's. And I called them last night and said, hey, I'm sick. I got a stomach bug. And then I pop on today, and I'm here, and you know, they'd be saying, well, that's weird. I'm still a little out of it, a little queasy. I may have to, right before we went on air, I was going to go live at the very start. I had to run off real quick there to some promos because well, anyways, I'm not going to get any graphic details, but the other end is flushing out right now. So, so if suddenly I say, hey, go to a promo, it's because wild horses couldn't drag me away. I love being on air. And also missed 4 shows last week, so I apologize for that. But that's probably more time we need to spend on that than we've already spent too much time. So there's that going on. Okay. The moral of the story is, if it's questionable, throw it out. If it's questionable, throw it out. But my house is like, I was keeping it like 68 degrees right now. I love a cold house. Basically like a refrigerator already. Yeah, but I'm definitely in the summer or something. I wouldn't leave food out over the night and eat it the next day. But whatever. Once bitten, twice shy. I haven't had food poisoning in probably 10 years, so I'll definitely teach you a lesson. Woo! A lot of fun. Okay, so let me go to break here, and I'm going to reset and refocus. And then we're going to come back and get into the military news, then the euthanasia news, the economy news, and more. And I'm going to really take the gloves off when we come back. So I'm going to just tell it like it is. And I was intended to take the gloves off today on Crowder's show, which is huge. So I really resent the fact that I was a dumbass and ate spoiled lasagna. So we're going to go to break and come back, and we're going to plunge into all of this and tie it together. And I'm really just going to ask the globalist a question on air. Fighting for its life. Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I would encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part 2 of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
this operation. This operation belongs to you. It's yours. You built it. You summoned it. You released it. You empowered it. You are the InfoWar. Bring it all to me! Now, and then I'm going to get into military news next segment. But put simply, and it's a complex issue, the globalists fear death, and they have a lot of anxiety about death, and then they try to make a friend of death, and they attempt to become death. So they have a two-pronged attack or pincer operation or a vice. Or jaws. Their main project is discovering life extension technologies and using the world population of plants, animals, humans, you name it, to discover the secrets of the universe and to develop godlike powers. And if you look at the technological prowess that humans have developed in the last 100 years, it completely dwarfs all of our developments in the previous 10,000. And the developments now that happen in a year dwarf what were developed in the previous decade, and that's what they call the singularity. But if you look at every actual derivation of that type of event, it leads to destruction and the Atlantean scenario long before you get to that point. Instead, we have a cascade of little singularities in the financial markets and things like that, in military weapons, in news and information. The globalists have a problem because we have such incredible technology that we basically already have unlimited energy, and they have a real oligarchical fuel lord mindset that they have a disdain and hate for the public, even though most of the real inventions and genius comes from the general mass. And at the same time, they want to live forever, and they want to play God, and they want to become this super sapient creature, and they've declared that the human era is over, and the rise of the cyborgs and the nanotech biological androids is here. So on one path, what I'll call their right-hand path, for their own selfishness and future and wanting to live forever, so they, quote, won't be judged by God, live forever in the third dimension, that's their main Manhattan Project squared to the 10th power, and then squared again. Massive energy, massive funding, much of their will focused on it. But then a large portion, 20% or so, is focused on killing everyone, killing 90% of us. Because if you want to be God, you've got to decide who lives and dies, and you want control over the masses so they can't compete with you, so they can't wrest control over your operation. So you're dumbing them down. You're poisoning them. You're dividing and conquering them. You're training them to be immoral and stupid and weak and easily managed. You're stunning them so they won't struggle when you deal the death blow. They're spiritually bathing you in the black waters of hell at the River Styx before you complete your journey with Charon. So that's it. I have become Death, the Destroyer of Worlds, Oppenheimer said after the atomic bomb successfully detonated, because they had the mathematical equations knowing they could make bombs tens of thousands of times stronger. They could have the big one. or the hydrogen bomb. And they could have antimatter weapons and fission fusion and artificial suns, strange with black holes, superconducting supercolliders on a mass scale, cyclotrons, and so much more. Well, you can't let other people have that. So you've got to have a world government to protect the Earth from these dangerous technologies while you yourself develop them and proliferate them. So it's an excuse to run and control everything. Oh, we got to have world government for world peace. You've heard that over and over again. 7277, State Department Memorandum 7277, 1962. That's the plan. Carnegie Endowment, CIA operation. It's all public. So to end war, you got to end the family. You got to end masculinity. You've got to end humans not being factory made. So you keep some humans around, but they're an artificiality because you're a god. You now control their genetic development, their genetic editing, their lifespan, who they'll be allowed to mate with, if so. But first, you've got to destroy the sperm count and poison the population and dumb them down so that the remnant that's left then can be resurrected after you've broken the pieces of the pot and ground them back together and added water again and then put it to the potter's wheel to make this new construction. Creative destruction. So the path of discovering godlike technology and life extension, while denying the general public even to discuss these giant projects that are part of that larger project, weather control, geoengineering, nanotech, electromagnetic manipulations, poisoning the food and water. And that's really what's happened. And no one can deny it. You can go read anything the globalists write. They actually admit it to you right there. Except they leave out the part that we're doing all this to get rid of you. No, they say we're doing this all to empower you, but there are too many of you. But give up, it's over, you're bad for the Earth, and there's too many of you, and you're gross, and the future doesn't involve you. So you're not essential, crawl in a hole and die, you're a useless eater. These are all Hitler statements being regurgitated, but if it's a gay Jewish guy named Yuval Noah Harari, or a weird ball-headed German supervillain named Klaus Schwab or little evil elf Bill Gates, then it's like, well, it's okay. You know, they're academics. They're non-threatening. I mean, look, Bill Gates wears pink sweaters. And I don't need to know. I don't have to need them to tell me. I know he's told by PR people, always be in a photo with an ice cream, wear a pink sweater, and now it's come out in the same Bankman-Fried hearings trial last week. That they have all these witnesses where he would meet with them and say, dress dirty, act non-threatening, have different color socks. And that's what he was being advised by the CIA to do. That's all CIA operation. And so it's a camouflage. Now, that's what all this is. When these are mass murdering killers, sworn to kill you and your family, and all of us with you. We'll be right back with my message to the globalists. Please stay with us, InfoWars.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Moment, whether Atlantis existed or not. It was the Greek tale of a city in the Atlantic Ocean, an island that had an incredible energy source that glowed white light and shot a pillar of light into the sky. It had flying machines, giant metal automatons, or robots. There was an explosion destroying the island and the civilization. And then mankind fell back into a new dark age. Well, whether that happened before or not, it's very close to happening again. Here's the man who was credited with running the project to give us the A-bomb and beat the Nazis to getting the weapon in World War II. I have become Death, the Destroyer of Worlds, Oppenheimer.
He knew the world would not be the same. Two people laughed. Few people cried. Most people were silent. I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu is trying to persuade the prince that he should do his duty. And to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, "Now I am become Death, the Destroyer of Worlds." I suppose we all thought that one way or another.
So instead of trying to save humanity, the people in control have decided to get rid of 90% of us. That's the official UN number. And then you're surprised when they poison you with nanotech and poison shots and GMO and chemtrails and then treat us like 5-year-olds. Oh, there's no geoengineering when there's giant public projects going on, spraying deadly toxins on us, radioactive isotopes, building up the soil everywhere off the charts, neurological disorders, off the charts. 83-84% miscarriages in the first and second trimester. New England Medical Journal and women that take the shot. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And then everywhere in the Netherlands and the UK and Canada and blue states, the death industry, killing babies up to the 9 months and saying, oh, we've got children that are wards of the state. If they're depressed, we decide to kill them because we're their wards. They gave consent to it. Well, you can offer a five-year-old $100,000 in cash. It's been done on a table, or two Oreo cookies that cost 10 cents. They'll choose the Oreo cookies. So they convince them to be killed, and it's going on in Canada right now, and it's got IMF, World Bank, WEF pushing it. And then I've got all these clips of the head of the EU and Schwab, new ones, kind of right here in the stack, going, we've got to just cut off the resources or the earth's going to overheat. We're all going to die. No, they're killing us. They're creating the collapse and then saying it's our fault. They're creating the viruses and saying it's global warming out of the jungles. Why? Hemorrhagic fever, Marburg. It's coming. It's going to kill you. Oh, the Chinese ate bats. That's why it happened. No, you made it. You released it. You did it. That was just a test. We'll be sitting in our houses when they release the really deadly viruses and really kill our asses. And, of course, they'll have the cure, the antidote in themselves. This has already begun. The surveillance, the censorship, the insanity. And I don't care if you're a general or a lieutenant general. I don't care if you are a state representative. I don't care if you're an FBI agent. I don't care if you're a professor or a big fancy banker or a rock star. You are not insulated from this, and you're going to be destroyed in what these Satanists are conjuring, what they are summoning. They are bringers of death. And I remember reading what the old-timers said when I was doing research 30 years ago. Deep research, reading books every week on the subject by the top people resisting the New World Order, and it turned out they were 100% accurate. The John Birch Society and all those people. Their films, their magazines, but not just them. All those were the people that did the research and were holding this thing back. And they said by 2020, they'd go into operational. And by 2030, we would be in the middle of complete collapse. Well, they're doing a really good job, aren't they? This is going to happen. Like if you're at the Grand Canyon and you got your GPS and you drive in the front gate, and only about 2 miles down is the Grand Canyon, and if you slam on the accelerator on your truck and you follow that road to where it dead ends the Grand Canyon, you're going to go off the edge of the thing. And we're now 100 yards from the edge of the Grand Canyon, and we're doing 60 miles an hour. If we don't slam the brakes on right now, we're dead. And so let's just be clear about that. And everybody intellectually can know that's true. You can research it, know it's true. But don't you in your gut feel the danger and see it just expanding these cauldrons of destruction, vomiting forth, erupting across our planet? There is an evil force manipulating us to destroy ourselves. And I am so frustrated of how easy it is to stop this. If we just find God again and repent and then stand up and say no to everything the mainstream media pushes, everything Hollywood pushes, do the opposite. It's that simple. So look at some of these headlines. It's getting too expensive to have fun. All these big New York Times, Wall Street Journal articles everywhere. Well, that's the plan. In the West, it's getting too expensive to have fun. Go to a concert, a baseball game. Well, that's because that was just there to divert you until they got the system in place. Now they're going to take it all away unless you properly submit and take all your shots and basically agree to slow euthanasia. Here's another one. George Orwell was sadistic, misogynistic, homophobic, and sometimes violent. The London Telegraph, now they're calling to ban his books. Oh, of course. Video out of New York where they're going to old grocery stores, been there 50, 60 years, and saying, well, we got new regulations. You can't sell fruit on the sidewalk on your own property and taking their food. Here's video of the European Union bank head, Christine Lagrande, saying we've got to cut off everybody's resources. Another really important report I'll get to later after our guest joins us. Alex Newman of The New American does an excellent little 4.5-minute breakdown of their plans, and he goes back decades ago where they said they'd cut off the food, and now they're doing it. Another clip's resurfaced of a Glenn Beck documentary that came out 10 years ago, For the Children, where it's old people announcing on TV they're happy to commit suicide for everybody's greater good. Well, now they're actually doing that. Unexplained sevenfold variation in euthanasia rates across the Netherlands. Massive explosion in suicide around the world. Senior citizens struggle with suicide as loneliness and isolation sets in that the system is artificially imposing. Netherlands euthanizing autistic and intellectually handicapped people, research finds. The WEF, Live and Let Die, big forums on how great it is to push euthanasia worldwide. Netherlands, again, is the capital of this. Canada is the new twin capital. Netherlands to broaden euthanasia rules to cover children of all ages, and the state will order them killed. Some Dutch people seeing euthanasia cite autism or intellectual disabilities, researchers say. So they poison you, and then they tell you, just kill yourself. Canadian preparations for expanded assisted death spark debate. And then you've got all the fact checkers running around saying, well, the state's not pushing it. Yes, they are. And they're cutting off the resources and saying, but bring in more foreigners and, you know, give them thousands of pounds a month of free money and free housing in the UK. Give them $9,000 a month in Chicago to the illegal aliens. But there's no money for the old lady. And when we don't take care of them and we believe that you kill an old lady and you can hire 10 teachers, think of the idea. That's not how the system works. We build economies by taking care of the old people. Gives people jobs. It's all fiat currency to begin with. As long as you have industrial and food production, then the money just flows around to build a society off of what we want to build by how we spend our money. But the globalists don't want that. They want ESG, social credit score, where they decide how you spend the money to build the system they want. It's very simple. And we're here. And they want a system of dwindling resources and euthanasia and war and death and poison shots to kill your ass. And they've begun the process now in overdrive. We'll start the next hour. We have a special guest joining us. We'll tell you about him when we get to him. And so much more. Just remember, the sale is going to have to end on tomorrow. So it'll be over Thursday. And that is up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like Rainforce Plus, the Great Nootropic. DNA Force Plus is discounted. Real Red Pill Plus right now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.